Hello, everybody. Thank you so much for having us here today. We are super excited to tell you what is new and what is coming in terms of community at Mastodon. As Evan said, my name is Hannah Aubrey. I've recently joined Mastodon as the community director, and you probably recognize this familiar face, Andy Piper, our head of communications. Together, we are community and communications, AKA
comms unity.
So, a quick overview of what we are going to talk about today. Full warning, this is not a technical talk, this is an organizational talk. If you have, thank you. If you have questions about anything we talk about today, please come find us at our stand, F04, or find us online.
Thanks, Hannah. So we're going to divide this up between us. So I'll cover the vision piece at the beginning here, and then I'll pass over to Hannah to talk a little bit about some other topics. So if you followed our story, Mastodon is going to turn 10 later this year as a software project, which is very exciting. We'll have more to talk about nearer that time. But we've been building a team, right? So Eugene took a really bold step of saying this project is for everyone. And he didn't want to be kind of in charge, so he's taking a sideways step into looking after product. And we've got this new leadership team. And as part of this whole process of bringing together a group of people to build Mastodon, we thought it was about time that we actually told you all what Mastodon stands for, because a lot of people have versions of this. And we've heard a few people say, well, what is Mastodon's vision? We're going to tell you about that. The other thing I want to tell you is that we are also in the process of finalizing our transition to a new nonprofit here in Belgium. And as part of that, there will be a document that we are close to finishing. We haven't quite finished yet, which will cover the governance process and bylaws for the community project that is Mastodon. So we'll begin recruiting committees to that really soon. Hannah's a great person to come talk to over the weekend if you'd like to get involved with that. But this is really kind of the teaser for what Mastodon's all about. It's been around for a while, so you probably know what it is, right? But one of the things we thought as we brought this group of people together is, what is it, right? How do we describe ourselves to ourselves, and how does that help us decide where we're going, and does that help us communicate, which is important to me as a communication person, to you all what we're doing and why we're doing it. And the other important thing to do, and I'm spending a long time on this slide, but this is important, the reason that we're moving a bit slowly is that we've seen the impact that social networks can have in the world, and it's not always good, but it can be good. And we take this really seriously. So that is why you'll find us move a little more slowly than you may like sometimes around some of the things that we build. We are moving slowly because we do not take this work lightly. So this is Mastodon's vision. It's a human-centered social web that serves a common good. And it's human-centered because we put people first. That applies when we're making decisions, when we're building processes for our software, when we're designing the software, when we're adding features like quote posts, we're thinking about how that affects how humans interact. We want a network that prioritizes socializing and over slop, people over profits, and authenticity over bluster. And we're serving the common good because we want technology and community that helps make the world and ourselves better. So beyond that vision, that grand vision, that really meaningful vision, our mission is then to build Mastodon to connect the world through thriving online communities. We connect the world by building technology and programs that bring people together. And we want those communities to thrive. We want them to be healthy, we want them to be safe, we want them to be exciting and vibrant, and also to spark a sense of belonging and fun. So Having said that, this vision and mission, how does that translate then into what Mastodon stands for? What are our values? And then we think about how those values shape our decision-making processes. So these are our values. We put people first. We are building an ethical, human-centered social web where authentic connections between humans matter more than metrics. We prioritize genuine human interactions. We act with integrity. We champion individual agency. And we make decisions that benefit people and not profits. As Hannah said, this is not a highly technical talk, but I think this is really important to communicate with you. We build bridges. We want to empower communities to connect but maintain their autonomy. We want to enable people to make the choices about who and how, who they connect with and how they connect with them. We are, of course, building on open protocols, ActivityPub. We're creating pathways for those diverse groups in the Fediverse to interact on their own terms. And we want to enable that to foster understanding between cultures and perspectives. We're transparent and trustworthy. We build in the open. I've told you that we are working on governance processes for the organization as it evolves. We believe in open dialogue. I hope if you follow our project and if you use our software that you've seen this over the course of the last couple of years where choices have been made. Occasionally something hasn't been thought through as well as we could have done it, and we've said, I'm sorry, we've owned that. We've changed that. We believe in open dialogue. Our code is open source. Our policies are public. And our decision-making welcomes community input. We've done this with our terms of service for our main Mastodon social instance. When we make those mistakes, we acknowledge them, and we make things right. We're resilient and self-reliant, and this is more important, of course, in the world right now than ever before. We operate free from centralized control and corporate influence. We want to ensure that the platform evolves according to community needs. That doesn't mean every single feature that the community requests, incidentally, but we listen to community input. We want to incorporate that. We're community funded, community driven in development, and we want to show that social media can flourish without compromising the values we're talking about here. And finally, and really importantly, we are part of a movement. Mastodon is not the Fediverse. I say this every single time I'm on stage talking about the project. We are part of a movement. We are part of a diverse ecosystem that works towards a better internet that we believe in, that brings me to Fosdem on a regular basis, not just for Mastodon, because the